Nerd Rage Renegades.
Ladies and gentlemen, no, do not adjust your radios. You're not hearing things from the past. You're not in 2014 again. You're not in the past. You're listening to the now. In this crazy world currently where everyone is offended by everything and they just hate things because they want to hate things, we have returned at the turn of the tide.
It's like the post-apocalypse.
It's the post-apocalypse, and we are back. The Nerd Rage Renegades are back on the air. Holy fucking shit. We are actually back on the air after, what, a year or so? I don't even remember the last time we did one. I think it was like September or something.
It's been a long time because we got hit with lockdowns and pandemics and personal life stuff. And so for like 2 years now, we've been trying to stay afloat. I think we maybe threw out a show here and there once in a while,
but
we would jump in and throw one out, and then we would be like, "Yeah, we're coming back," and then something else would come along.
But I think we're now at a place where we can get back to the swing of things. Life, it's not normal, but what is fucking normal, man?
Healthier, man. It's been a while since I've seen you.
I'm down 30 pounds.
Yeah, I could tell.
Down 30 pounds. Still having to do, you know, they put me on some insulin to try to help me out, looking at, you know, getting that gastric bypass maybe, you know, I know it's dark. I kind of keep myself in kind of like the mid shade. I don't keep myself in like the light, but I've got the Viking hairdo going just long on the top. It's completely buzzed on the sides and in the back. So it's just this long. I actually have long hair, bro. It's like, the kids call it a ducktail. I have like this ducktail in the back here. So I can't like put it up in like a ponytail or anything. It just kind of sits there, but it's like the longest my hair has ever fucking been. And I realize now, like what you've always told me, this shit gets heavy when it gets wet, bro. Like, I'll wash my hair and it'll fling forward, right? And I've got, like, sometimes I'll have my hair slicked back and I've got, like, a Scott Hall or a Superman little, like, twirl coming down.
The Misfits.
I do the Misfits shit.
The lock in the front.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing that. I now have a feline companion. Name Mr. Business.
I saw Mr. Business just walk by.
Yeah, he just walked by. I got Mr. Business, and some, you know, if you need him, you gotta say his full name, Bob. You gotta say something jazzy.
Scoopity bop.
Scoopity bop bop bop. Scoop. So you know, I got that. And I'm excited. You know, we've been talking about this for a while, getting the show back up and running, and now all the people, including super fans like Maud, will be able to hear our voice again.
We gotta rebuild. We gotta make it up to everybody.
we definitely gotta make it up to everybody. But unlike some podcasts, we may go away for a while, but we do come back.
Yeah,
usually around Thanksgiving or Christmas, we will come back. You know, for the food. Yeah. But it's February.
For me, during this time, I just got my new for Maya. I'm actually diabetic too. Spin, as you know.
Yeah.
And I just went and had my blood work done, and my A1C is down to 5.
Awesome, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Taking my my medication and doing it right, and I'm sitting in a good place. Heart's good, blood's good, everything's good right now.
You know, the funny thing I realized is losing this weight. Like I said, so I used to be over 300. Remember, I used to be over 300 pounds. I'm down to about 260. Okay, and I'm still losing. But I've found out my clothes don't fit no more. Like, my pants be falling down.
As soon as you came on, man, I could tell there was less of you there.
There's less of me, man. But my shirts are all still the size, you know, when I was at my max. So I look at myself in the mirror, and I know I'm not that big anymore. I mean, I'm still losing. But I look at my T-shirts, I'm like, God damn, that's a lot of fabric.
Yeah, that happened to me. I actually went down, like, a lot of... back in the day, I had a lot more weight on me because I used to drink a lot way back. And when I quit drinking, now it's been, what, 13 years now?
Yeah, about that.
Something like that. I probably over the course of time probably lost like 110 pounds. And I came down from like a size 38 or 40 pants to a, I'm at a size 34 now, and they're big.
I was pushing a 48 waist. And now I don't even know what, like, I have to, like, my belt, like, goes around me like a freaking, like, I got to, like, tie, like, a piece of rope around it because it's so, like,
Jethro Bodine stuff.
I got to do a Jethro Bodine because my belt is so big on me now. Like it just,
double
like,
knot spy.
Like, I could use it as a whip. Like, I just, like, and it's still keeping my pants up because that's how long the belt is. So it's been a wild, crazy ride, you know, like, I think everybody knows, you know, I've been divorced now for a couple of years. Going through all that bullshit, not going to go into it. But
there's a lot of bad shit, I think, but the end result is I'm healthier than I was at the start of this. You're healthier than you were at the start. It's the show can only get better now because we weren't the best of health.
No, we were not. We were people. It was like people were watching, like, it was like watching us, like, fade away, you know, and die.
We were going,
you know,
to cons and just dying. Like, the last con we went to, we didn't do any coverage.
Dude, the next, I'll tell you what, the plan is, you know, financially things will start getting better. We're going to get back to the cons, and I want us to see how long we can actually walk for before we have to, like, actually take that break.
I still have some weird nerve issues in my lower legs. So, I mean, I got a cane, though. I can go quicker with that.
So, remember, I think it was 20. When was the last time we went? I think it was 2016 was the last time you and I both went to C2E2 together. I think it was 2016.
No, it was after that.
Was it after
2016? Was that was the year we went 20. We missed 20. You missed 2017 because you were stuck in Virginia.
Yeah.
But I went with Jess, I think, one
right
day.
When did we go see Slot? What year was Slot? Remember when we stood in line for like 2 hours to see Dan Slot?
Was that 15?
It might have been 15. And remember my leg, like, died?
That was the same year that I stood in line for 4 years, for 4 hours, yeah, to meet Stan Lee. So, yeah, that had to be 2015.
It had to be about that time. And if you remember, my leg went dead. Like, my leg, like, died. And I still get it from time to time. I still get that kind of, like, numbness feeling in, like, my upper thigh. The doctor thinks
neither
it's like
one of us were in a bad shape in 2015, though. We got around pretty well.
We didn't need our mobility scooters at that point.
No, yeah. It was a couple years after that. We were both just dragging our asses through that place.
Getting there. And, you know, but it's going to be fun because, you know, I turned 40 this year. And so we're both going to be in the magical 40s this year. And it's going to be interesting to see if we get around better than what we did in our younger years. It'll be very, very interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm gonna look into to better ways to get myself around that fucking place.
We need segways. Nerd Rage Ren. We'll get segways with a giant goat's like head on the front of the segways. Like, get out of the way, Nerd Rage is coming through. You know, but it's gonna be fun. And we're back on the air now, and there's so much to cover. We're gonna cover a couple things that I think are pertinent right now. The first, and I'm not spoiler free. This is a spoiler free thing. I did go see Ant-Man Quantumania today. Now, I know you're
That's
not...
That's the only one I haven't heard hardly anything. I don't know. I know Kang's in it. That's all I know about it. I don't know anything about the story.
So, I will put it... I will preface the thing with this. On that god-awful rabbit hole of a cesspool known as TikTok.
Yeah.
And I say that because when I started TikTok, all I had on TikTok were comics, wrestling, action figures, and maybe the occasional freaking cosplay girl dancing some weird dance.
Eating Tide Pods.
Yeah. Now, it is nothing but political bullshit. Like I'm sitting there going, why are you playing this for me? I don't give a shit about all this bullshit. Give me my comics
watch
and shit, you know?
You can't watch hardly anything that's not heavily politicized. One way or the other. One side or the
right
other. And to the point where I'm so tired of it, I will only almost exclusively watch YouTube. I got YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
Almost exclusively watch that. Like, I just watched all of the Basil Rathbone Sherlock Holmes movies. And then after that, I watched all of the Ronald Howard Sherlock Holmes TV series.
Well, on TikTok, right? So people bitch. And now I'm going to say this. For those who may be first-time listeners here at the Nerd Rage Renegades, and I talk about the cesspool of TikTok, but watch, I'll probably be posting some of this shit on TikTok just to, you know, just get our name out back out there.
Also, one point for the reason I don't watch the political is because I'm dumb about all. I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about.
I don't care.
I read fictional shit and watch. I don't know what the hell is going on. But, I'm 47 years old. I don't care.
I don't give a shit. But there are so many critics on TikTok and social media talking about Ant-Man. And now I honestly, I don't know. I can't say these people have read comics, if they were deep in the comic lore, or if they jumped on the bandwagon with the MCU.
It almost doesn't matter anymore. They've molded the comics more towards the movie universe.
But there's still like bits and pieces of the old stories in the MCU. There's still bits and pieces of it. Like if you look at WandaVision in the Multiverse of Madness, you know, there was inklings of things from the comics in those stories, you know.
There's a lot of the stuff in the movies that I dig, and then a lot of stuff I don't.
Right.
And it's like you got to piecemeal the movies because there's parts of them that are just fucking awesome, and then other parts are like, oh, come on.
Right. So, okay. So, preface. So, you know how in the first two Ant-Man movies, Janet Van Dyne, the original Wasp, was lost in the quantum realm.
Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
Michelle Pfeiffer, and they got her back from the quantum realm in the second film.
Yeah.
So the third film kind of delves more into her time in the quantum realm, like what happened when she was there, and how she.
Is she in it?
Yeah,
she in this one?
Yeah, she's in. So you get all of them. You get Scott Lang, you get Hope Van Dyne, Janet Van Dyne, Hank Pym plays a big role in this.
Yeah.
He's actually in the quantum realm with them, and Cassie
so
Lang.
So bizarre he wasn't. They didn't use him first and. I don't know.
Right. So, but, and this is more Hank Pym. He's a little more Hank Pym. I mean, he's not slapping Janet. We're not seeing a slapping Janet scene. But
he got such a bum rap one issue.
One issue, and he's a bastard. He's a piece of shit. So they end up getting sucked into the quantum realm where Kang is. And now this is a one version of Kang. Because, you know, there are multiple versions of Kang.
Oh yeah, he's like Immortus. He's all kinds of.
Yeah, the Iron Lad, Scarlet Centurion.
Yeah, he's
Ramanta. You know, or Ramanta. So, Kang is in the quantum realm, and you kind of see how Kang gets into the quantum realm, his relationship with Janet Van Dyne, and how and what they need to do. So, a lot of people on TikTok and on the social media say this is the worst Marvel movie ever, and Marvel is jumping the shark, and this sucks, blah, blah, blah.
Now, is this something you had to have seen Loki to understand?
No.
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 But it would help.
It would help.
I did watch now, Loki. I actually really
now,
liked Loki.
I will say this. It would help, and the final credit scene,
yeah,
seeing Loki would help.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for you because you haven't seen it. Because, you know, it's a Marvel movie. There are two credit scenes, a mid-credit scene and an after-credit scene.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's
just
always.
Keep going.
But people are saying it's the worst film, it's horrible, and one of the bigger criticisms is the special effects and the rendering of MODOK, because MODOK is in this.
You don't have to tell me, but does he look cool? Does he look like MODOK, or is it?
I mean, he looks like MODOK. He looks like little baby arms, little baby legs, and a big fucking head. And I think people don't understand MODOK. I don't think they understand MODOK. There's no way to do MODOK where he doesn't look funny as fuck. I mean, he's MODOK.
It's ridiculous, but it's Marvel. It's old school.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Now there's two. Now there are two. There's two things. So there's MODOK with a helmet and without a helmet.
Yeah.
So the helmet, he looks more like the mechanized MODOK.
Yeah.
And then his helmet will come up and he's got big old baby face. But
if you'd have told me when I was a kid that we would have already had Arnim Zola and MODOK in movies, like big time movies, I would have been like, you are full of shit. That will never happen.
Yeah. But I think the reason why I like this one, now I will preface this. I know you haven't seen it and you have your qualms about Wakanda Forever. And I do too.
Mostly
I have
Namor. I don't really. It's mostly what they did to Namor.
Right. Because, I mean, and I've read why they did it, and some reasons were like, oh, well, DC has Atlantis with Aquaman. We didn't want to be close, blah, 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 blah. But I look at it as the good things are, one, they did make Namor is a mutant. They came out right and said, he's a mutant. So, boom, mutants established.
Namor is
a mutant, though. Namor is a mutant. They came out and made him a mutant. Later on in the comics, they made him a mutant.
Yeah, retcons could eat my
but
dick too.
There is also a part where he does say Imperius Rex. So that is good. I just don't understand.
Those multiple timelines. They can get away with.
They can get away with it. Even though in, I think it was Spider-Man, they said this was the 616. I still think it's the 3999999.
Yeah, 1999999.
Yeah.
According to Spider-Verse, is what they say.
But the thing with Ant-Man Quantumania is it does set up for everything that Marvel is now doing, because we know Kang Dynasty is going to be the next Avengers film, Avengers Kang Dynasty. So this movie is setting up the Kangs. It's setting up who Kang is, what Kang is, the timelines. It's going to play with the, it plays with the multiverse, and you finally get to
that pretty much that touches every hero and group too.
It touches everything.
X-Men, Fantastic Four, all of them.
And it does talk about, and it shows you the quantum realm. You actually go to the quantum realm, and I will say Bill Murray is in this movie. And Bill Murray is a treat. He is a delight. He is a national treasure in this goddamn movie. But is it the strongest of the Marvel movies? No, it's not the strongest of the Marvel movies. If I had to
pass their strong point until they come out with a X-Men or Fantastic Four might break it open again to where it's great, but they better do a damn good job on either one of those.
Right. And I also think Blade is going to be a good one. If they do Blade right, I honestly think Blade is really going to bring something special into the MCU, especially after Werewolf by Night, which I loved. I thought Werewolf by Night was spectacular.
I think they ought to keep it like the comics. They ought to almost keep that. They ought to do it like Marvel. They ought to have their Secret Wars major players, and then they ought to have like a Marvel horror street vigilante kind of section.
But
let's keep it separate.
I will say this. Kang was strong. He was not someone. He was not a pushover villain. I mean, even at the end, he was not a pushover villain. Kang, they made Kang very strong. They showed that Kang is a threat. And the entire movie, he mentions, he knows how, like, he even tells Scott, I know how everything plays out.
I saw a picture of the dude. He looked like he had the actual costume.
So he's got the actual costume, and the blue is his visor on his helmet. So it's like his force field, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it did make sense. You never knew what it was in the comics. Like, just had a weird face.
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. But he sets up, and even like Scott, there's one point, this isn't really a spoiler, but Scott goes, I'm an Avenger. You know, he looks at Kang, goes, I'm an Avenger. Like, that meant something. Kang goes, oh, have I killed you before? He goes, are you the one with the hammer? And he's like, no, that's Thor. And so it shows Kang knows about the Avengers. He knows these heroes. He's killed them before. He mentions, I have killed many Avengers. I have been through many. He's like, he even told him, you know, and like I said, it's not a spoiler, but he tells him, when you have the ability to travel through time, don't you just go to the end and see how it plays out? So Kang already knows how all this is supposed to end. Kind of like Endgame with Doctor Strange. You know, there's only one reality where we win this, you know?
Then you got dudes like Stark and Reed Richards who will throw a monkey wrench into his.
Exactly.
They will actually change the destiny of the universe. That's how they crack the universal fulcrum or whatever.
Yeah.
When they brought the builders back to destroy everything because they cracked the universe.
So here's what I think with Ant-Man. This is why I think some people have an issue with it. One, they don't understand the quantum realm, and they don't understand how important the quantum realm is to the Marvel Universe. They don't understand Kang. They have no clue how deadly Kang is. I mean, we as readers, we know Kang. I mean, he's a descendant of Reed Richards. You know, which means he's also a descendant of the most powerful being that will ever be. Richards.
Toe-to-toe with Cosmic Force. Any of the villains that are, like, toe-to-toe with Cosmic Forces, like your Doctor Doom, Mephisto, or Kang, those guys they're like Omega level, pretty much.
Yeah. And I think that's where movies, like, while they're good, they are good. Movies like Wakanda Forever or even shows like Falcon and Winter Soldier, I like them. But I was always drawn more to things like a Doctor Strange or a Blade. You know, I like the cosmic and the mystic. Unless it's Frank Castle, give me more Frank. That's all I'm asking is give me fucking more Frank.
I've heard no news on that. They keep dropping little hints that Bernthal's in talks with them and they're gonna do something with them and they're definitely bringing Daredevil back.
And there's been hints. They said that there's been hints that Jessica Jones and Luke Cage may show up in the new Daredevil, which would make sense. In my personal opinion, Danny Rand wants to come back and play, and, or the guy who played Danny Rand wants to come back, which, give us a Heroes for Hire. I think that would be so much fun to give us a Heroes for Hire. It would be better. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry, Internet. I'm sorry, but She-Hulk had its hits and misses.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
You should have given me her in an office with Howard the Duck Private Investigations right down the hall, and her crazy secretary with the monkey. I mean, that, Patsy Walker is like her best friend. She's trying to get Patsy Walker off of a crime, you know.
They dropped the ball when they didn't let Kevin Smith do the animated Howard the Duck.
Right.
I think he would have done a good job with that particular book. He would have made it pretty fun.
He would have made it good. Yet we get the animated Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, that's well.
I haven't watched it yet, so I can't
I
make
haven't
it.
Either. I didn't watch any of the animated stuff yet. I've watched most of the series. I watched Falcon Winter Soldier. I watched
Loki,
the Werewolf by Night. Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
And what else is on there?
Loki's on there.
Loki, I watched. Yeah, there's two seasons of Loki, I think.
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight was good.
Love Moon Knight.
Loki was good.
Miss Marvel.
I did not see Miss Marvel yet.
I watched the first two episodes.
I heard it was terrible. They changed her powers. I didn't even bother.
She's not an Inhuman. Her powers come from a magic like bangle that she gets. I don't know. I'll go back and watch the rest of it.
Like, how hard would it be just to do what it?
I mean, they've already established the Inhumans because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Inhumans take place in the MCU. They've established those are MCU.
Black Bolt's in
Doctor Strange. They could have made her an Inhuman. They could have done something with the Terrigen Mist. They've established the Terrigen Mist.
That would just when I look at what they did, and then I think about what the comic story was. It's like the comic story was just better, like in a lot of
And I love the character of Kamala Khan.
They could have mixed more of the Infinity into Endgame and stuff, where Black Bolt dropped the Terrigen Bomb and changed all the people into like Inhumans or whatever, and they could have used that to explain the X-Men too at some point. But
yeah. I mean, I enjoyed WandaVision. I did enjoy WandaVision. I loved how each episode was like a different genre. Like you had like the I Love Lucy genre. You had like Leave it to Beaver. You had like the 80s sitcom. And it's all Wanda creating, you know, it was almost kind of, it was not House of M, but it was kind of House of M-ish with Wanda, you know, creating this world.
Was like Witch of Wendigore Mountain had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
In there.
And it led right into Doctor Strange.
I thought that was good, man. I thought that was a really good one.
And it brought more, because up until now, we only knew the magician. You know, we knew Scarlet Witch, and we knew Doctor Strange and the sorcerers of, Kamar-Taj. This actually brought in, you know, WandaVision brought in, there were witches, there were covens, there were more magic users out there, which, you know, I've been hearing rumors, you know, we're going to get Brother Voodoo and more.
Yeah, there's a lot, yeah. Brother Voodoo, there's like... There was another guy who used to hang out with Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Grim Reaper should. Was he in it? I don't remember if he was in that.
No, he wasn't in it. Yeah. Not in that. But, I mean, it's good stuff. Ant-Man Quantumania, I recommend it. Like I said, it's something that sets up the future of the Marvel Universe that's coming out over the next couple of years. I just think they should have, you know, I've read reports that they, you know, they took, you know, Wakanda Forever was like, that was the one they were mostly working on. So some of the people that were set to work on Ant-Man got pulled to work on Wakanda Forever, which, like I said, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it, but is it in my top 10? No, it's not in my top 10. I do think there's more they can do with the characters. They did bring in Ironheart in that film, and we know she'll be a part of Armor Wars with War Machine. They set up the, you know, Okoye to become... I think they call them the Midnight Angels. So that section of Wakanda. So there's a lot in it. I don't know. It just felt standalone to me. Like most Marvel movies feel like it's going to lead, like it's going to build into something bigger down the road. This felt kind of standalone.
I think the game changer movie that's going to come along is going to be the Wolverine Deadpool.
Yes.
Movie. When that comes out, that's going to be the greatest
the
thing.
The first
ever.
Rated R movie in the MCU. I can't wait for that. I'm sorry. That's at this point, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, they're just trolling everybody and loving every minute of it, and also saying, yeah, we're trolling you, but this is real. You know, I love it.
Logan, I thought was great. I thought that was a great movie. Both Deadpool movies are two of the best superhero movies ever made, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they just nailed Deadpool for both of those. I love that X-Force is in the second one. They get murdered immediately.
Right away.
Oh, man, that's a good
and
one.
I mean,
Juggernaut's good.
Think about it. We saw Shatterstar on the big screen. Talk about a character that in the 90s, Shatterstar with X-Force was pretty big. You know, he was one of those new characters brought in, was pretty big. But nothing, you haven't heard much of Shatterstar in a while. And he's on the big screen. You're like, holy shit, that's Shatterstar. What the fuck, man?
Thought
he was over in Mojo World.
A long time ago, I can't even remember what book it was in. There used to be another Shatterstar way back in Marvel at some point. And I remember, I think Liefeld, I put it out on Twitter, I think Liefeld said something about it. But it was this old version of, it wasn't Liefeld Shatterstar, it was this weird guy called Shatterstar. I think it might have been part of some team or something back in the day. And I put that up on Twitter, and then a lot of people were like, there's no way, that's not Shatterstar from like X-Force. And I'm like, no, this is really old. I don't know.
Really old So yeah, so that's the stuff on the Marvel stuff. All right, so latest news, and this is something straight up our alley as well, because we're nerds. So it has been announced that Warner Brothers and New Line Cinema have made a deal. And let me pull up the company that they made a deal with. So they have made a deal with, I really need to freaking, here we go. So they have made a deal with the Embracer Group, who owns the rights to Middle Earth, to produce more films based on The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Now, what this means, and I want to thank the website or the YouTube channel Nerd of the Rings, who did a video on this. Really great channel. If you haven't checked out Nerd of the Rings, go check out Nerd of the Rings. Lots of awesome content. He does character profiles, like the full journeys of characters, like Tom Bombadil and Gimli and all of that. You know, everything First Age, Second Age, Third Age, even some Fourth Age stuff. Really cool channel. So what this means now, if they're going to make new films, apparently, because we know Amazon owns the rights to make television of Middle Earth.
Yeah.
But so Amazon has, Amazon has those rights. Warner Brothers have the movie rights, and there's a weird thing where, you know, Warner Brothers has this right, but they can't distribute, but Amazon can distribute, or Amazon can make this, but they can't distribute, but Warner Brothers...
Bullshit ruins entertainment so bad.
Yeah, it's a huge hodgepodge. Now, the other thing is, the movies are going to be anything from Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and the appendices of Lord of the Rings. Much like the Rings of Power are only from the appendices.
I'm not that interested in anything that happens after the War of the Ring, though. I mean, you get that little bit that happened afterwards, but the Age of Man, I don't give a shit about that.
So here's theories. So, well, let's first start off. What this means is we're not getting anything First Age. There is no First Age, because everything with the First Age still reside, those rights still reside with the Tolkien estate.
Oh.
So no war.
Can you imagine? How would you do it anyway?
I don't know, but I mean, so no Year of the Trees, no Year of the Two Lamps. We're not going to get the War of Wrath. We're not going to get Encalagon the Black. We're not going to get Glaurung. None of those. We're not going to see any of them. However, some of the fan theories that have been out there, and I actually kind of like it. So there is one movie already in production. It's an anime style about the War of the Rohirrim.
It's an animated thing?
This is an anime-style film, War of the Rohirrim. I believe that's what it's called. I'm making, yeah, War of the Rohirrim.
War with who?
So it's going to tell the story of Rohan and its war against Dunlin. So that's 200 years before the War of the Ring. So basically kind of like the you know, it's kind of after the founding of Rohan.
Dogs are going to bark.
Hey, they it's not a show without them. It's not a show without them. But some of the fan theories I have seen and that I've been reading about, some of them make sense, okay? So go with me on these ones. Go with me on these ones. The first, the War of Angmar. So the war against the Witch King.
Yeah.
Before, you know, when he was first becoming a Nazgul, you know, before he, you know, before, you know, how he had his first downfall and how the you know, the original prophecy came into being that no man can kill the Witch King. How that whole came to be. And that was, what, 600-year? No, it was like 600-year war or something like that. It was a long war.
Yeah, I'm never going to be able to just know that.
Yeah.
I've got my books over there if I had to reference.
Hey, mine are out
so
there.
So many dates.
I've got the Fall of Numenor on my coffee table right now. I've been reading the Fall of Numenor.
I've got the whole stack of the novels and the History of Middle-earth and the Hurin book and the all that stuff.
Yeah, Beren and Lucien?
Yes, it is. I have that right there, too.
Yeah. The newest one is Fall of Numenor, edited by Brian Sibley. And I will admit, it's really good. The newest one.
I wasn't even aware of it. I'll have to get it.
Yeah, so that's the newest one. If you go to Target, they've got like the 20% off sticker on it. So instead of like $75, it's like $50.
Yeah.
Or you know what? I'll finish reading mine. I'll shoot it to you, and then you can shoot it back to me when you're done.
Get it on Kindle.
Get it on Kindle. So,
I got one of those somewhere.
So the War of Angmar is the first theory, which I think would be pretty cool. You know, we know the Witch King. Be cool to see how that kind of plays out. The second would be the War in the North. Because as we know, while Mr. Frodo and Sam were taking the ring to Mordor, and Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli, and all them, and Rohan were fighting kind of in the south, or around Gondor, Sauron also sent his troops to Erebor and Dale, and there was a war going on around Erebor with Dane Ironfoot and all them. There was a war going on up there. So that's another thing that some people are thinking that we could get, because it would tie straight. It would be in that same realm of the Lord of the Rings movie.
That seems so obscure for the average person, though. I don't know if I got a feeling if they're going to do this for mainstream big time movies, they're going to be some pretty well known stuff.
What people are saying is it would tie in with the Hobbit films, because we've seen Erebor, we've seen the Dwarves of the Iron Hills, we've seen Dale. That it would make sense to kind of do something in that realm, because we've already visited in The Hobbit, and it can coincide with what was going on with Frodo and all that. And I think that makes sense. And that was a big war, too, because they fought right up until the ring was destroyed, and that's when they finally won.
I'm no doubt in my mind I will see every one of these that they make.
Exactly.
But the thing it's just a bummer that they can't get some of those early days, because some of the best stuff is in there. Glaurung, that when Morgoth is like the war with Morgoth and all that shit, when they finally recapture him, all that stuff, like the Numenoreans, all that stuff. Yeah. We're not gonna see any of that.
Yeah, I mean, and that kind of sucks. Like, I would love to see like the War of Wrath. I would love to see the fall of Gondolin. I think that would
just
be great.
All the weird shit with the werewolves that happened too. Yeah, werewolves, the Island of Vampires, the fucking.
I mean, Ungoliant. To see Ungoliant.
Yeah,
sucking
the huge,
sucking
bigger
the...
than Shelob. It was like a huge. It was bigger as a mountain or something.
I mean, even Morgoth was afraid of Ungoliant.
Yeah.
You know, so I hate that we can't see that stuff. You know, and we only get like a small snippet of the War of Wrath in the Rings of Power at the very beginning.
It would
beginning.
Be cool to even see like a whole series done just on the dragons in the middle. There were more dragons than just Smaug and Glaurung. There was a whole bunch of them. Some of them were even kind, and they were different. They had personalities. They didn't weren't necessarily under the sway of Sauron or Morgoth. Either
I mean,
one. They were...
I would love to see. Now, the first age of Middle Earth, for the average movie goer, if you haven't read the books, if you haven't read Silmarillion, Unfinished Tales, The Fall of Gondolin, which is another book that came out just
it's basically the book of Genesis for Middle Earth.
It is, you know, and you'd have to understand, you know, about the song of the, you know, the songs and how yeah. Melkor, you know, weaved his own song and all this other
Two
stuff.
2 hours of the movie would be have to be just animated colors and shapes.
It would be psychedelic as fuck, man. I mean, heck, half the kids these days on their freaking smoking up and on Tide Pods or whatever. I don't know if Tide Pods are still a thing. They'd be like, man, this is the greatest thing ever, man.
I can't even imagine how they would even make that palatable for unless you're reading it. I've tried to explain that to people. Like, you've read it, so I don't have to explain it to you. But I tried to explain it to people who haven't read that. Like, oh, they're like, whoa, what's a Silmarillion? You know, because they know about Lord of the Rings, obviously, and the Hobbit movies. So you say, oh, well, that's like, you know, the beginning of that's like the Bible of Middle Earth, pretty much. It's the whole early story of how the world was formed. And you try to explain it to them, and they're like, what?
It's like their heads spin. I know how to film it, though. And you need one man, and I think he could do it. We need Bakshi.
Bro, hey, scenes and some of the colors and shit, like the weird rotoscope stuff and just the nightmarish landscapes, like you could almost use that. You would almost have that. That's almost perfect animation for the first stage.
Okay, I got it. If we're going to do animation, we need – actually, you know what? Give me a collab.
Bakshi's still alive. He could do it.
Well, this is my thing. Give me a collab. Give me Bakshi and Bluth.
Oh yeah,
that collab to the forming of the world and everything like that. God, that'd be trippy as fuck. That'd be the trippiest, most horrifying shit. It'd be great.
Yeah, I cannot for the life of me. Ever since I've read those books, I was thinking, how in the hell could they ever make this into anything you could watch? Almost just have to read it because there's no. It would have to rely heavily on a soundtrack because music is what sings the world into being. So, how would you?
You would not. That? You know what? This is where we go to the next phase.
Fantasia is a good thing. Like the animation in Fantasia, that kind of shit would maybe be good.
It'd be like back in the day to go see the rock concert at the planetarium.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like. Pink Floyd's The Wall at a planetarium. That's what it'd be like. I would love to see Encaligon, the black on the big screen, the biggest dragon, this huge hulking dragon. You know, we saw Smaug. Smaug's big, not as big as Encaligon. This dude was like blocking out the sun big.
What was the one, the big Balrog's name too?
I know. Oh God.
The captain or whatever. He was a.
It was a Gothmog.
Gothmog. Yeah, that's I used to always say if I had a kid, I'd name him Gothmog. Everybody's like, "What the hell is that?"
You know, and then that was a big criticism with the Rings of Power is that they showed a Balrog, and at that point, when you know Numenor is still around. The only Balrog that we know of, because most of them were killed, Gothmog was long dead before the fall of Numenor. The only one we know of is Durin's Bane, the one that fled to Moria. You didn't hear about any other Balrogs.
In the Silmarillion, there was several. They don't really mention any of them by name. They just talk about Gothmog mainly. Yeah. I was thinking of the story where the guy steals the Silmaril and the wolf bites his hand off and the wolf goes mad and goes running through Middle Earth. Like, what? How would they do that? That would be insane to explain that.
Shit. The other theories that have been put out here. Now, this one, this next one, I cannot see them doing. And if they do, it's going to piss off a lot of people because we don't have the lore. And if there's not a lot of lore, don't do it. You know, the Blue Wizards.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, you could that kind of. On the other hand, though, you can kind of make that shit up because it wasn't.
You kind of can, and the theory is there's that wizard in the Rings of Power, and some people are like, oh, that's got to be Gandalf. Gandalf was like the last one to come over. Gandalf was like the last of the Ishtari to come over to Middle Earth because the Blues came first, then Saruman and Radagast, and then Gandalf. Yeah.
Like, Radagast and Gandalf were kind of not taken too seriously by the other ones, too. They were just kind of wandering wizards that did their own hippie thing.
And if you want, and if, like I said, if people want to know lore and history, go read Gandalf's actual history, where the goddess of, God, what was her name? Let me look this up. I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
One of the Iluvatar.
Yeah, goddess of, I think it was Tears, maybe. Ninia. The goddess of Tears, Ninia. She actually, Gandalf spent a lot of time with this goddess that taught him like humility and woe and weeping and seeing the good and, you know, and that's why he had such an affinity for like the hobbits and everything.
The wizards came old too, didn't they? They were not old. Young men when they were already old men when they first appeared in the,
because they felt coming in as an old man was more they'd be able to travel better against with humans, with the men. But the blue wizards coming over, I mean, they went to the south and to the east. They went to the far east. And there's, you know, talking about them being in Rune and those type of areas, you know, that are on the map. Because when you look at Lord of the Rings, there's still a lot of Middle Earth that's not.
That they were evil, since the evil men of the south and Sauron's in the east. So, I mean, if they went there, they're probably not.
And the only Ishtari to return to Valar was Gandalf.
Yeah.
Because Saruman was slain. Radagast kind of just faded.
They say he just faded
because he loved the animals and the woodlands more. And there's always been speculations the blue wizards maybe failed. Now there's some theories that they didn't really fail because there were still good men in Rune and in the east and things like that. But there's no lore on the blue wizards. So
they're only mentioned once as far as I even know of. There might be a couple of times. I just know of the one time they're mentioned.
And, I mean, we know that they, you know, Tolkien changed their names, like, later on in his writings. So.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had names as far as I just knew. They were the blue wizards.
So when Tolkien was first writing them, they were Alatar and Palando. And then when he later wrote, they had names like Morintar, Romastamo, and then it was Palisendo and Heimnir. But the names that mostly we know them of was Alatar and Palando. And they were sent to Harad and Rune, those areas in the east. There's nothing on them. So I don't know if you could actually do a Blue Wizard movie because there's... I mean, unless you want
to
show those...
speculate all of it.
Yeah. And the last one is a movie of young Aragorn. And I wonder if it's going to be like young
Sheldon.
That's going to
be popular. It's going to be popular. I can tell you right now. He's a known character from Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
They mention a lot of his upbringing with Elrond and Rivendell. And so there's a lot there that they can work with. They just got to pick some young handsome dude, and they've got it made.
And he's old, and I mean Aragorn. He's part of the Duodine. He lives a long time.
They kind of choose the moment of their death. The Numenoreans. They don't necessarily. I mean, I think they live well past 200 years. I think, and they choose when they die. They don't necessarily have to.
Yeah,
they just kind of fade and get weak and thin like Bilbo. They just don't die.
Because he was born 2931 of the Third Age, and he died 120 of the Fourth Age. So he was an old man. Yeah. But
he
was
pretty old even during the War of the Ring. He was up there already.
He was like 80-something, 60-something already. But I want to know if they're going to do it like young Sheldon. Like they're going to have old Aragorn narrate. He'll be like, my father was a hard man, and I learned many lessons from my father. My sister was not like me. But it could bring but there's been talks that, you know, yes, Peter Jackson has been, you know, Warner Brothers and New Line have been talking with Peter Jackson. Because they kind of still want to keep him involved. Don't know if he would direct or produce. People talking about maybe, you know, wild theories are like, oh, bring Viggo Mortensen to direct a young Aragorn movie because he knows the character. He was the
we
character.
We might finally get Glorfindel that they totally eliminated from the movie.
Yeah, we'll get Glorfindel. There's a lot of talks. You know, we'll have more to do with Celeborn and Galadriel will be in it. You know,
Elrond's mother-in-law.
Yeah, Elrond, his sons. Elrond's sons would actually be in it. You know, and then we can watch. Then we can watch the internet go crazy for an over 2,000-year-old woman. You know, falling in love with like a 40-year-old man. You know, that's too much different in age. But so what I do like is that Warner Brothers and New Line are saying we're not remaking Lord of the Rings. We're not going to remake it, which I think is the right thing to do.
Why would they even try? It's like a masterpiece.
Because everybody remakes everything. I mean,
bad to do.
Lion King was a masterpiece. Let's make a live-action Lion King. Let's make a live-action Pinocchio. Disney, please stop with the live-action shit. Okay.
I'm ready to go back to full-on 2D hand-drawn animation like the old-school Disney. I wish they would do Marvel movies like that. Like spend like 12 years on it and make it really fucking awesome.
Make it really awesome, you know? I mean, that's why I kind of like the What Ifs and then those type of shows too. I think they're really good. And I'm excited for this anime because I think with an animated War of the Rohirrim, there's a lot they can do, and they are like Miranda Otto is coming back for the film and a lot of the
animated stuff is across the board for me. It's usually better when they're doing stuff like this, fantasy or superheroes. I love all the, like the DC animated stuff is it blows away their live action stuff. All
definitely.
The like Under the Red Hood.
And even that universe is like over now. Even that universe is like over because, you know, now they're going more towards like
then why? Why? Animation doesn't get older. You can just keep that going forever.
It's because, you know, now people want like the Harley Quinn style of the animated and things like that. And you know, you're getting the abomination called Velma on HBO Max. And I'm not even going to go into that dumpster fire. How it's getting a second season.
I did not even know what it was and why. I'm so out of it, man. The COVID thing took me so far out of shit.
How is a show like Velma that is the lowest, it is one of the lowest rated shows of all time. I'm talking fan. I think the last time it was like 5% on Rotten Tomatoes, right? I mean, it is a horrible show. It is universally hated, universally panned. It doesn't even have the dog. It doesn't even have Scooby-Doo in it. Scooby-Doo is not even in the damn show. And you're giving it a second season? Because people hate watch it? See, this is the problem, like I said at the beginning. People hate watch shit. Stop hate watching shit. If you don't like it, don't watch it. I have not watched a single episode. Not watching it.
I'm not the biggest Scooby-Doo fan for one thing, because to me Scooby-Doo, like the old Scooby-Doo Where Are You is classic, just because it's I love the way it looks for one thing. I love the old backgrounds they used to draw, the spooky old creepy backgrounds on the old show. I love that show. And then there were a couple other things that I thought were pretty well done with Scooby-Doo. I didn't think the movies were that bad.
Mystery Incorporated was really good. The show Mystery Incorporated, where they're teenager, you know, that was really good. And I liked, I'll be truthfully honest, I liked the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
I did too. It's got Vincent Price on it.
Vincent Price. Fuck Flim Flam. Who gives a shit about Flim Flam? And Scrappy. Yeah. Who fucking cares about Scrappy? But it had Vincent Price.
Yeah, Vincent Price rules in everything. And I even liked the ones that they did, the Cartoon Network movies that they did, like the Zombie Island. I thought that one was pretty, because they were actually running into real monsters.
Curse of the Witch, where they introduced the Hex Girls. I loved that one.
There was real supernatural shit going
on. And the one with John Cena. Of course, Scooby and Shaggy and John Cena. You got to have John Cena. Even though I couldn't see him, even in animated form, it was still good.
How'd they draw him?
I don't know. I think, you know, they invisible ink. It was an invisible ant. That's how they draw John Cena. But I would love to try to see, now that we're getting things back in motion, I would love to see, because there's no word if he'd be involved, so maybe he can talk about it. I would love to reach out to Mark Ordesky and say, hey, Mark, would you like to come on and speculate with us about these new Lord of the Rings movies?
My guess is if he's not involved in any way, he at least has the inside on it, since he was so heavily involved with the original trilogy.
I mean, there is word, you know, you could bring back so many. I mean, because Cate Blanchett, you bring back Hugo Weaving as Elrond. And maybe they can do a little bit more and not have the studio's hands in it. I think it's universally known, the one thing that was hated in The Hobbit was the damn love story between
The dwarf and the elf
between Keeley and
I didn't mind
the
it
elf.
So much because I thought it hit more. I thought it hit more of the actual points of the Hobbit book than Lord of the Rings did. I think they added they added more to the Hobbit than took anything out of it. I think everything from the book is in that movie, as far as from what I
the
remember.
Only things so Fatty Bulger is the Fatty Bulger's not part of the no wait that's Lord of the Rings my bad
yeah.
You said Hobbit. I was thinking Lord of the Rings. My bad. Because I was gonna say, you know, Fatty Bulger, Tom Bombadil, Old Man Willow, the Barrow-wite. But as far as the Hobbit, I mean, pretty much everything was in there. I mean, you had the goblins, you had the riddles in the dark.
I thought they'd cut Bjorn.
Yeah, Bjorn was one I would thought would be cut.
Yeah, I thought they would cut that whole scene out, but it was in there in a full.
Yeah, and they had the rock giants. When they were going, they had the rock giants. I mean, it was a small part, but they mentioned the rock giants, you know?
Yeah, well, you actually see them throwing the stones and stuff. I thought it was well done. Everybody hates, I don't know why people hate
it.
I
liked
it. Doesn't make sense.
I mean, I do think some of the dwarves need to look a little more dwarvish, because I'm sorry, Keeley and Feely looked way too human. not enough dwarfish, but,
Well, also, okay, well, I guess that was pre Lord of the Rings, so who knows? But
yeah.
You know, that was one of the interesting things. I think I don't know how you would convey it in any kind of film or TV or whatever. But
some
of the most interesting stuff is when they talk about what happened to some of the other creatures in the appendices of Lord of the Rings. Like it talks about the hobbits, like went into hiding, like away from people, or they just married outside and physically evolved to taller people. And like the orcs all retreated to the mountains, and like they're supposed like to this day, even the orcs are supposed to be down in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah,
and not only the elves left, and Gandalf, like everything else, magic still kind of lingered around the earth.
The hobbits were still there. I mean, the only hobbits that left were Frodo, Bilbo, and Sam.
Yeah,
they were the only ones, and Sam passed on the Red Book of the West March to his daughter. You know, Merry and Pippin passed away, and they were buried next to Aragorn in Gondor.
Well, that was the other thing about the hobbits, kind of like they kind of evolved because after they replanted the party tree and it grew into the big the party tree regrew in like a year.
Yeah,
like back to its full stature, and all the hobbit children were born blonde like the elves, like the next generation of hobbits were all born blonde like elves,
and any of the
so they
elves
were growing and getting taller, like evolving,
and any of the elves that were around like Arwen, you know, when Arwen after Aragorn passed away, she faded away in Lorien and passed away. Gimli sailed across the seas with Legolas after Aragorn's death.
Yeah, they like lived out their days adventuring or something.
Yeah, you know, so there's a lot you can do. Like, there's even been, you know, there's talks of doing, like, you know, maybe give us an animated film all about Tom Bombadil. And I
would
love
that.
That'd be trippy. That's another one. Get Bakshi's ass on the phone right now. Bakshi on the fucking phone.
I'm really surprised. I just recently watched the Bakshi Lord of the Rings. So I was telling you, I found the dub over version.
Yeah.
The,
it holds up.
Taco, I can't remember what they're called, but it's funny. It's on Vimeo if anybody wants to go watch it. Get the Vimeo app and you can look up the Lord of the Rings dub and it comes right up. And there's like, I think there's four, maybe six parts. I don't remember. But it's split, but they all play consecutively, so there's no break in it.
Yeah.
But man, I'm surprised. That's one thing I'm surprised Bakshi didn't put in. I thought for sure Bombadil's something that he would want with that weird, trippy animation and stuff.
Yeah.
There was probably, I bet he almost went nuts making that. So he probably had all kinds of plans when he started it, and it just
I mean, because he wanted to do the whole series, but he wasn't able to.
Yeah, he said it almost killed him. He said it almost, that's why he just quit, right at the Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
He cut it off.
And then Rankin Bass picked up and did Return of the King.
Yeah. Which was, I mean, if you watch him, you get most of the story. If you watch The Hobbit through Return of the King, you get most of the gist of it.
Yeah, you get most of it, and it's really good.
And really, that's what inspired me to read the books, is seeing those movies as a kid.
Same.
That made me want to read those books.
Same. That's what got me into reading it, was my grandmother, who recently passed away, rest in peace, but she got me the Rankin Bass Hobbit film, and I watched it, and then I was like, ooh, I want to read the book. So that got me into that world.
I think that, I'm not positive, but I think that The Hobbit and I think the Bakshi, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and Return of the King might all be on Amazon Prime right now, but ooh, don't quote me on that.
Well, Chief, we are back.
Indeed, sir.
We are back. We are
first episode in the can after a couple of year hiatus.
Yes, we are back. And Panda will be back with us. We know that for a fact, Panda. We can't do this without our sister.
Yeah, she's still around. We keep our eye on her.
We keep our eye on the best vegan chef in New York City. We keep an eye on that. But we are back. We are going to be putting out new episodes all the time. We're going to be working on getting back and do some movie commentary because Chief's got a lot. I found a lot.
2 years worth of gold, brother.
We've got gold. I have got a lot of gold we can do. It is going to be amazing. And, of course, I have been back to the streaming a bit, streaming some retro shit. That's right. I'm streaming retro shit. There's still, you know, I still do the RP. I still do the Astrid stuff. But yeah, I was
surprised to see that pop up because I haven't seen you do it in a while. And I thought it was going to be Djibouti or something. I saw a Twitch notice and I was like, oh, hey, he's on.
You know what I said? I said, fuck it. I said, I'm tired. I no longer am letting certain things get in my way. So, yeah. So that's all coming down. So, Podbean.
It's good to see the chair there again.
It's good to see the old chair. It's good.
The chair. I'm looking at the chair. I'm thinking, hey, man.
It's like we're back. We're back in business. So I want to thank everyone who's listening. Join us next week. We'll have some more topics of discussion. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of news. And, of course, right around the corner is WrestleMania. So I know
Panda ain't missing that.
Panda and I are going to be probably talking about WrestleMania. We got to talk about the bloodline. We got to talk about Roman Reigns. We got to talk about all that good shit. But, as always, this is the Nerd Rage Renegade. Catch us every week. We're on Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, everywhere, and I'm gonna put us everywhere. We're back. I'm putting us everywhere.
Put it everywhere.
I'm gonna put it everywhere. Pornhub. We're gonna be on Pornhub.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. You know, we're gonna start a Nerd Rage Renegades OnlyFans. The first one will be a Chief ceiling fan. That'll be the first picture. Will be Chief ceiling fan, and then it'll be my ceiling fan. We'll get a box fan.
Truck exhaust fan.
Our OnlyFans. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. What were your thoughts about the Lord of the Rings? Information coming down, and did you see Ant-Man and the Wasp? Leave us some comments below. Tweet at us at Nerd Rage Renegades, and we will see you all next week for episode 2.2 of the new season. So
that's right.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Nerd Rage Renegades.